Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 7, verse 3. Why worry about a speck in your friend's eye when you've got a log in your own? This comical illustration is taken from the carpenter's workshop. Jesus used it to press home his teaching about being judgmental. It's so easy to spot the shortcomings of other people. Jesus wasn't suggesting that their inadequacies aren't real, but rather was encouraging us to look at ourselves and recognize that our failings may be much greater than the little failings of others. He wasn't saying that we should stop identifying the specks in other people's eyes, but that we should start by becoming far more self-aware. How well do you know yourself? It's very easy for all of us to develop annoying habits and attitudes that are so deeply embedded in us that we don't see them anymore. When someone points out that we're a little short of perfection, we shrug our shoulders and conclude that people just need to take us as we are. Jesus suggested that that isn't good enough. We need to let his light shine into our lives so that our shortcomings are revealed and he can then set us free from them in the power of his Spirit. But when it turns into a mindset that is continually looking for other people's failings, then it will poison our relationships in terrible ways. Such an attitude often grows when we feel threatened or unsure of ourselves. We lash out at other people because of our longing to find someone else to blame and in the hope that it will make us feel better about ourselves. Jesus urges us not to do that, because if we judge people harshly in that way, then that will be the way that he judges us. We need to be constantly aware of our failings in order to be gentle and gracious when we seek to help other people. So let me ask you a question. What might be the log in your own eye? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, our Father, we confess that we have sinned against you. Forgive us for those times when we've been so quick to see the failings of others and been totally unaware of our own shortcomings. Amen. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and may God bless you today.